Maraming salamat sa inyong pag-download mula sa SBS Radio. Para sa mga detalye kung paano mapapakinggan ng buo ang programa, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
It's wonderful to be back in Australia, which is, of course, a place that I love because I won one of my Mr. Olympia competitions here in 1980 at the Sydney Opera House. But I also happened to be introduced to this wonderful country by a wonderful guy, and Paul Graham is his name. And it was back in the 70s. It was one of the first places I went from the United States when I traveled around, and he showed me around Australia. I never thought that one day we would have the Arnold Classic here. But as you know, the Arnold Classic has become so popular in America, so that we had, you know, literally almost 250,000 people coming and visiting us over a period of 3 days, huge convention. It just started out as a, you know, being a regular bodybuilding competition, and then it just grew into this monster kind of sports and fitness festival. And so we decided to go and to take it worldwide. And now we are in all six continents. The seventh, there are not that many people, so we left that one out. But I mean, we are in all six continents. And we are very, very happy because that is, and I think that we all here agree with that, it's not just for the bodybuilding promotion, but it is for the whole promotion of health and fitness. Because bodybuilding is, you know, one of many sports and activities that you can do to be healthy and fit. And we think that this is like the best because we are bodybuilders. But we also want to celebrate all the other sports because they are fantastic sports. If it's martial arts sports, all the different styles, or boxing, or track and field, and all those kind of things. Or even like in some of the Arnold Classic, we're playing chess, you know, where the kids sit down and the grown-ups and play chess. So we really want to celebrate all of those things in order to stay healthy and fit and to go and to say no to the couch potatoes, to the people that just sit on their couch and watch TV and not get any exercise. So we want to kind of inspire them to go out and to do something. And so this is what this one is all about right here in Melbourne. Now, Melbourne is a wonderful city, as I said today when I arrived at the airport. It's a city that has every sport. And every sport activity and every championship, everything comes here, including Formula One. And that's big time. And I think it's because it's a beautiful city. And we were very, very fortunate to find a great partner in Tony. I mean, Tony has been doing this for many, many years. He is extraordinarily passionate about bodybuilding and about weights and about the operating gyms. He has them all over the country. And so it was natural, a natural kind of a partnership for us to go to him and to say, let's do it with you. And he loved it. And he has been a great, great force behind the Arnold Classic worldwide. Because the idea of the Arnold Classic is that each partner, if it is from Africa, or if it is from South America, or North America, or Europe, or Australia, whatever it is, they all come together and we all share information and help each other to improve our Arnold Classics. So Tony has had several ideas that helped us with other Arnold Classics in other continents. And the others, again, have great ideas to help him over here. So this is the way it works. It's one huge family. And so I am delighted that we're here. We have now, this time, 40 sports, if I'm not mistaken.
40 sports, yeah.
40 different sports participating. We have, probably last time, we had like 75,000 people coming through. This time it could be more. There's a tremendous interest we've seen there in our pre-sales. And so it's really fantastic. And so I want to now hand the mic over to, I know you talked already a little bit, but I want to hand the mic over to Bob, because Bob is the son of Jim Lorimer. And Jim Lorimer was my partner and has been my partner for the last 40-some years. We started organizing the Mr. Olympia competition in 1976 after I won in 1975. We got the rights to bring it to Columbus, Ohio. And Jim has been an extraordinary partner. He doesn't travel as much anymore because he's 90. But he's still active and still grinding it out. And he's still the great promoter and producer of the show and kind of our boss. And very, very smart. And it is great to see his son, who I've seen growing up over the years, you know, to go and kind of take over slowly the business. And he has been always a terrific partner. So, Bob, if you say a few words.
Ani, we're talking about this major sports festival in Tandy, and the last time we met, we were sitting and watching Dream Team in 1992 in Barcelona. In the final, you've been the head of the delegation at the Olympics. How much all these memories from Olympic Games contributed to your idea for this major Arnold Classic?
Well, I think that is all part of the, like I said, the fitness crusade. I remember when I was traveling around with President Bush and campaigning when he ran for president in 1988. I told him that I would like to take over the President's Council on Physical Fitness and Sports. And he asked me, what would be your mission? And I said to him to go to all 50 states and to make sure that the schools increase the physical education programs in the schools, in the public schools. And he loved that idea, and so he appointed me to become the chairman of the President's Council of Fitness, and that's exactly what we did. And so part of that, when I was the chairman, was I was also sent to the Olympics, to Barcelona, and I was sent to the Goodwill Games, and to all over the world, to the various different sports and competitions. And it is all about reaching out and to say to people, okay, there's the competitive sport, but then there's also the recreational side of sport. And that is the most important one, because we see athletes get better and better all the time in all the different sports, but we want the ordinary folks that normally don't really know how to compete or don't feel, you know, inferior to be on that stage and all this. We want them to come in and to be part of it and to feel comfortable to go to a gym, if it is Tony's gym or whatever gym it is all over the world, to just go and do it to feel good and to feel fit. Because I think it just feels so much better when you feel like you're in shape and that you've done your workout every day and you've done your bicycle ride and you've done all those things. So that's what it's all about. You know, this is why we have this. The more we can have of those competitions and sports festivals, the more we promote the idea and the more we bring people in. You know, everyone approaches those things in a different way. I think that the most important thing is, and I know where people are coming from, because they feel like that they're doing attacks on cigarettes, because cigarette is not good for your health, sugar is not good for your health and all that stuff. But it's much more a philosophical kind of a thing. You know, how much do we want to tax people? What do they want to do with that money that they tax? Do they want to go and make it revenue neutral and give it back to the folks that don't eat sugar or something like that? So I don't know what the plan is. So I don't get involved in the local politics of all of that stuff. But I think the key thing is that we have people continue talking about the importance of health and fitness, and that the authorities, government, does everything they can to bring into the schools healthy foods. Like what we did in California when I was governor, we banned the sodas. We took the sodas out, but we told the soda company, we don't want to take any money away from you. We understand that that will be a big hit for you. Why don't you develop, we give you 3 years, and in the meantime you develop a drink that is not a sugary drink. And they developed great drinks and came up with different ideas. And by the time the sodas were banned, they had other drinks coming in. They were healthy drinks. So the key thing is to work with the companies and do not be an adversarial kind of a approach, but to have an inclusive approach and say, look, you guys have been doing a great job. You're giving the kids a lot of drinks here, but let's do a healthy drink now, because we want to go and slowly reduce the amount of calories that people, that kids take in. And also you have to step up at the same time the physical activities in the schools, you know, to give them more opportunities to do sports, because the mind has to be trained and the body has to be trained. Both have to be trained, and kids really need it. So it doesn't matter what anyone says when they say, well, we don't want to take an hour away from education. Physical education is extremely, extremely important.
Kayo ay nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Mapapakinggan ng live ang buong programa araw-araw sa inyong radio at sa on-demand sa pamagitan website at sa SBS Radio mobile app. Magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.